Bernie Porn, who is the president of Epic MRA. Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Tony?
Doing very well. Epic MRA has a new statewide poll of active and likely voters. Tell us about this.
Well, several interesting results. For one thing, the trend line in the presidential race over the past couple of months has been trending toward Mitt Romney, and now it's a dead heat. And actually, Romney has a one-point advantage, 46% to 45% over Barack Obama. And I attribute a lot of that to the rather intense negative ads that have been running by the super PACs that are supporting Mitt Romney, and they are having an impact. The other thing that I think was very noticeable is that because of a decline and some slippage in the Obama favorability numbers as well as his job rating numbers, most of that shift has come among independent voters, which obviously to win Michigan or any other battleground state, you need those independent voters, and there's been a dramatic shift and favorability among independent voters for Obama. It's now a majority unfavorable and an overwhelming majority giving him a negative job rating among the independent voters. And I think that a lot of that is these ads. And there is some also some slippage in the optimism that we saw in our last survey about the improving Michigan economy. It was 58% saying it's improving. It slipped a little bit down to 55%, which is consistent with a lot of national polls showing that people are not quite as optimistic as they were a couple of months ago.
Yeah, that's a change from the last time we talked when Barack Obama had a pretty sizable lead.
Well, that has been trending down, though. In January, he had a 48% to 40% lead in our previous poll was 47% to 43%, and the difference was in January he was in a very healthy lead among independent voters, and now that that slipped in the previous poll to a slight advantage for Romney, and now that number has moved to a significant lead for Mitt Romney.
What are the demos that favor Romney and favor Obama?
But what are the what?
The demographics, men, women, Republicans, Democrats.
Oh, in terms of partisanship, the numbers are very solid for Obama among Democrats and for Romney among Republicans. It's those key independent voters. And the only area of the state where Obama leads is in Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb. It is dead even in the area surrounding Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb, and then in most of the outlying areas of the state, Romney leads fairly substantially.
What did your poll... Oh, continue, I'm sorry.
But, and among men and women, it's overall pretty pretty even. However, among... those independent men and women, again, that is a sizable lead for Romney, and this suggests that if Obama does not get up with some advertising in Michigan fairly soon, why a lot of that support for Romney among independent voters can become solidified.
So, Bernie, is what you're saying, no matter how good a job someone may be doing or be perceived as doing, you have to get the word out via the media?
Absolutely. And the other thing that's interesting is because of the slippage in Obama favorability and job rating, Rick Snyder, the governor, is now has the highest favorable rating. It hasn't really changed since the last time, and favorability or job rating, a little bit improved for job rating, but he is now in a position of having the highest favorable rating of any of the folks that we tested, and that is I think a sea change of public opinion.
What did you learn about Debbie Stabenow?
Well, her numbers in terms of job rating and favorability show little change. However, she has expanded her lead over Pete Hoekstra by 11 points. It was a few points less the last time. Hoekstra has slipped a little bit in his favorable rating, that, I think, contributes to that. But that is really interesting because she has a good lead, and even among independent voters, there's a big difference between how she's running among independent voters compared to how Obama is running. So she's able to break the trend above her on the ticket lead among those key independent voters, which I think bodes well for her. But if Obama were to lose Michigan, that could make that could affect the Stabenow-Hoekstra race as well.
Debbie Stabenow has not spent a lot of money here in the state of Michigan, hasn't campaigned much here. Pete Hoekstra has been out on the trail. Some of his comments have been negative. He's been spending a lot of money too, but it hasn't helped the numbers.
No, although I think we did not test the primary in this poll, but in every poll that we've had and in other polls that have been conducted, he has a very healthy lead. And Clark Durant has not spent much money, so I don't think that that is going to change, notwithstanding several bumps in the road for Pete Hoekstra in terms of some of his comments and some of the things that I think have caused some problems for him.
What else did you learn with this poll, Bernie?
I think that the favorability ratings were key in terms of some of those changes, but I think the big thing has been the presidential race, and that has gotten a lot of attention. It was covered in the national media on several outlets last night, so shows that Michigan is a battleground state, and it is one that indeed Mitt Romney could win.
All right, Dan, when will you have your next poll, Bernie?
It will probably be late June or early July.
You know, it'll be interesting, Bernie, to get the feedback of what people think of the Supreme Court's ruling on Obamacare, which is due out between now and the end of the month. That'll prove very interesting.
Yes, and we'll try to make sure we include some questions on that in our next survey.
Bernie Porn is the president of Epic MRA. Thanks so much, Bernie. Enjoy your weekend.
You're very welcome. You have a good weekend, too.